Pauline Alvin. It's showtime, baby. This is All In, All Family, starring your boy, Ken Yash. It's season two, baby. Let's go. What's it do, my kings, my queens, my god, and my goddesses? What it do? This is your boy, King Yash, and y'all tuned in to another episode of the upcoming hottest podcast out of Mississippi. All In, All Family. Man, you know what this week is. Oh, y'all don't have a clue, do it. But guess who does? Me. It's relationship week, people. We're going to try to get you to grow your relationship. If you're still in a relationship that's still pondering, still lost, try to get you out the relationship so you can move forward with your life, so you can grow, so you can get further and further destined to your dream, my people. But today's episode is, I gotta give it to you. It's the keys of a successful relationship. When I say the keys of a successful relationship, I'm gonna try to give y'all as much keys as possible, and I'm gonna do a part two. But let's get into it. What it do, my people? This show is all about the keys to a successful relationship, or the keys to balance yourself to get to a successful relationship. A lot of people don't know that they think their relationship is good at the point of like where it's at. No, because your relationship got new heights. Every year it's a new height, it's a new level to grow in a relationship. But how you grow and keep a successful relationship is going to be determined off the keys I'm going to give you today. First key, your whole house, I've been telling y'all this, your whole house depends on one person's attitude in the morning. And that's the queen of your fucking household. Fellas, you have to make sure your queen is happy in the morning. Make sure she is above and beyond in the morning. It ain't dealing with offering to give you some of this dick. It ain't dealing with none of it. It don't have to do with sex. It don't have to do with any physical touching. It's about the mental approach that you take to this successful journey as being in a relationship. Like, your whole house depends on the happiness of this woman. You don't understand. She is the nurturer. She is the queen of them all. She is above and beyond, because she can go above and beyond for you. Let's be honest. You have to understand that life and what you mean and what you make of it is not what you think it's going to be. It's so many different approaches out here. It's too many different approaches. But the first key to this approach of a successful relationship is making sure this woman happy. I'm talking about the smallest things. Don't go big and better. No, it's the smallest thing. Wake up, you know, after y'all wake up, just, you know, fuck that phone. Don't touch that phone. Look at her and just say, "You look so beautiful." My breath stinks so bad in the morning. And just, what? It's just a smile that gonna come across her face. You know, it's about being silly with the one you love, man. Being heartful with the one you care about. Thoughtful about the one you think about. A lot of people don't understand, like, you rock and roll, but how hard can you rock and roll? Sex is not important of it. That woman had to be happy. Cause she got to get up. She got to get them kids ready. Them kids got to have excitement too in the morning because they'll be sluggish at school. She going to get up and boom, from that boom. Damn, look at my beautiful, ass child. You know, because what you said, damn, look at my beautiful ass wife. And she going to go up in there and think the same thing of what you just said to her about that child. And boom, there go the energy releasing on to the child. Hey, mom, good morning. It's about making, starting the day off her, because she got to be the one to make your lunch. She got to be the one that got goddamn cook breakfast, make your coffee. She got to be the one that feeds you when you come in. She going to be the one that pamper you when you get out the shower. So, to make her day go well, because she works, she have troubles too. But she also thinking, I have a man that going to comfort me when I get home. And basically, it's the comfort level. Making your woman rise with high energy. Making her always feel like she's more than what she is. And you know she is more than what she is. Her worth is more than what she is. Go and make that woman happy. And ladies, after that man go make you happy, don't come back and try to force that bad energy back on that man. You leave that bad energy where it was. You leave it at work, because when you come home, you're going to be looking for that same energy that he had this morning. So you got to come home and face the fact, too, that I got to leave this shit at work, that energy, when I come home. Yeah, and fellas, yeah, biggest thing about your, biggest thing you can do for a woman is ask her how her day went. And be like, babe, you know, that job is ain't worth you. You know your worth is more than that job, babe. Tell her, give her, motivate her and let her know that that job ain't more than what she is. Because women need that. That's the key to the successful. That's the first key. You have to be successful at these keys, man. Because it ain't no one day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, go back, fuck up, then come back and do it again. Stop the fucking up part and just go in it. And ladies, stop the aggressiveness. Stop it. Open and show the love that you got holding back. Because it's more love in females than what men think. You just have to open it and unlock it. Don't be forcing your time on shit that you know you can't sit here and hide, or you can't sit here and get rid of. Nah, man. Nah. It's gonna drive you crazy. It's gonna drive you insane, bro. The second most key. Pick up where she leave off. If you know the clothes ain't did, pick up and leave up where she leave off. And ladies, if you know, hey, he got something going, pick it up, leave off with it. Give each other that, babe, if you don't finish it, I'ma finish it vibe. Teach your girl some shit. Teach her new shit so she can be like you. You can be like her. Stop trying to divide yourselves when it ain't no dividing there, man. It ain't no, it's not, How can you divide something? You can multiply it and you can add to it, but you can't subtract and divide from nothing. Period. If you could, think about the people that are subtracting, subtract kids. Say, nah, I'm going to throw that one in, I'm going to leave that one at the doctor. No, man, it's already hard. Because you got people that want to be in your position, male or female, that have these keys and these things that they know they can bring to the table. Leave it alone and focus on what you have in front of you. But if it's just a no-go, a no-show, step, it's time for y'all to sit down, talk, and see which way y'all want to go with things. Live. But don't live like you got to be held down by something. If you feeling held down and held back, it's something that you're not seeing, because the only person that can hold you back is yourself. Can't nobody else hold you back, people. Can't nobody tell you what you can't do, what you're not going to do. I'm not finna let nobody tell me that shit. But the hardest thing about our relationship is we think what, we second guess ourselves thinking what's gonna hurt the most. What's gonna hurt our spouse the most? No, 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 no. Nope, 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 no. Cause if you sit down, and this is the third key that you got to realize. Communication. You sit down and communicate the way you're supposed to sit down and communicate, then you will know and you will see everything is okay. I live my life because I want to be happy. I don't want no woman that's not happy. I don't want no woman that can't live life. You see what I'm saying? Just like a woman don't want no man in the same variety, had the same attribute. Nah. And we got to stop thinking like everybody is the same person. Everybody not the same person. But that's when you got to lead into communication. Communication is the most important thing that you need in this world, man. But we focus on not giving that communication because we feel like communication is something that is hard to come by. Hell no, it's not hard to come by. Communication will always be there. It's if you're willing to put in the time. That's the fourth key. Know how much time to give and give in and give off. Because you're going to need time for yourself. You're going to need time to rest from work. You're going to need time to rest your mind, rest your heart, rest your soul. It takes time, man. Time is, everybody say it's not such thing. It's a such thing as time, but when I told y'all when is it the right time, go back and listen to when is it the right time and let me know. Because timing it is all, people. You need timing, man. If you know Monday through Friday, you spending time with family. Saturday is your day. Friday night is date night. Saturday is day to yourself, and Sunday is fun day. Set a accordance, and like accordance to your schedule of how you need time for your, to get you a date to yourself out the week. Because if you don't, it's going to be hard to stay successful because it's always clashing. You clashing. You bigger and bumping. Y'all don't hear. Y'all both saying the same thing, but y'all not hearing each other. Y'all not communicating. So you clashing. It's an action off an action that turns into a reaction. And the reaction fucks up the... It's some good reactions and some bad reactions. But the bad reaction of that is when you're not hearing, you're not comprehending what each other's saying. That means at the end of the day, it's a bad transaction gonna come out of a reaction. And that's not good, man. It's a hard transaction. Stop thinking that a transaction is bad. Stop thinking that a transaction is the worst thing ever. Transactions can come out to be good, but you have to know bad the reaction. That's why that is the fifth key. The reaction, the action that caused the reaction to cause often a transaction in a good way or a bad way. You want it in a good way where you can both communicate, listen, and hear. And feel where each other coming from. But you can't because you're looking more for the reaction than the transaction. I can't give you that. And I won't do you like that because it's more to this transaction now than it is to the reaction. The reaction don't care. The reaction looks at me like I'm a bystander. I shouldn't even be in this fucking position. And it's the crazy thing about it. How can you look that way and feel that way, knowing that the transaction was already lost? It was gone before you knew it. That's when you could say you fucking blew it, because it's a wrong. Bro, these songs teach you. It's a right way and it's a wrong way to love somebody. But you don't never look at the song. You think about the reaction off the song. Why is you thinking about the reaction off the song when you should be more focused in the words of the fucking song? Because ain't nobody gonna give you shit. Ain't nobody gonna hand you shit. Period. Because I can't, they can't, and nobody can't tell you. You just have to learn. Now the sixth one, now this is the one that you know, and you gotta know, like you gotta know. Public relationships end quicker than private relationships. A private relationship is the key, because nobody can't enter and bullshit can't come knocking. You see what I'm saying? Get it? Think about this shit. People can't enter and bullshit can't knock. So if bullshit can't knock and people can't enter, the best thing about it, stay the fuck off social media with your relationships. Stop letting everybody know you got a good man or a good woman. These motherfuckers out here hungry for one. And they willing to take yours to prove to you that, prove to they self that, hey, shit, I still got it. No. Relationship don't count that way. Stupid. A relationship, you rather be private. You rather be mindful. You rather walk on a line than walk in a circle. Cause that's what the fuck you gonna do. Public relationships, you just walking in a circle and everybody seeing you go in a circle over and over and over again. But you don't never hear about the motherfuckers. You don't never hear about goddamn Derek and goddamn Monica. Cause Derek and Monica, they ain't on no social media. They ain't letting people or social media run their relationship. They on social media, but people don't know what Derek and Monica got going on. Only people that know Derek and Monica are husband and wife are their closest friends. Not the whole world. And they family. See, it's a difference. You let everybody from the outside world know who you talking to, know who you're in a relationship. I done talked to this nigga ain't shit. You don't know, that nigga wasn't shit with you, motherfucker. This nigga might be great for this girl. It's a difference. Everybody, it's hard to have keys that you know you need, but everybody not gonna tell you, people gonna tell you the wrong keys, like happy wife, happy life. Don't the man supposed to be happy as well? Because he got to have a happy wife to keep a happy life, right or wrong. So if that's not the issue, that's the fucked up issue, then what is the point that's holding he or she back? Oh, I know. I can tell you this shit out the top, out the titty. I'm just, like I said, out the titty. Because y'all motherfuckers are too stuck in your own ways. And I'ma just been real. But see, now we finna get to that seventh key. See, the seventh key. The seventh key is real too. The seventh key is so diverse that you know it's real. So you got 1 through 6. Now that 7-1, man, bro. It's hard for men to do one thing. And that 7 key, you got to be that one thing for that 7 key. You can't be led like a fucking, like a straight dog, animal, or cat. You can't be led like that. The crazy part about it is, some people be led wrong. Wrong as fuck. You have to let the man upstairs lead you. Let the man show you upstairs that it's more greatness and more things to grow from than anything. Because you're going to have to be diverse with it. You're going to have to speak the language of calmness. You can't get upset when you leading. You had to be in a leading role. Like them leading actors. They got to be behind them leading actors, don't it? Huh? Right or wrong? You have to. But if you don't, man, your relationship gonna drown. It's gonna be led wrong. It's gonna be led to the point where you're gonna run it into the ground. Nobody ain't gonna be able to stand each other. It's gonna be always arguments over simple shit. It's always going to be the mindful thing is that person don't give a fuck, so why should I? It's always going to be that shit, man. No. No. Like, think more with your mind and stop leading with your dick. I'm going to just say that. Or stop leading with your pussy and start leading with your mind. Cause pussy only satisfies kids, not grown men, people. Ladies, I just want you to know. And I'm not just talking on this relationship advice goes out to everybody. The straight community, the LGBT community. It goes out to everybody. Because we all are filling shoes that it's hard in a relationship too hard to fill shoes with. Fucking up is the worst thing we all can do in life, period. I can't fuck up. Because stability is hard. Loving yourself. Leading yourself, knowing yourself leads to half of these keys. I just want you to know that. We love to sit here and act like everything is okay. But everything is not okay. And the 8 keys, this is the 9 key. This the cold one. This the coldest one of them all. The 9 key is stop telling people the insights of your relationships. Stop telling people the problems. You don't know if your family members want to sleep with this nigga. You don't know if your friends want to sleep with this nigga. You don't know if your homeboy want to sleep with your girl. You don't know if your family want to sleep with your girl. It revokes on both sides. Don't act like it don't when it do. Stop putting yourself in a predicament where you can't even fucking... You can't even fucking think for yourself. You gotta go talk to others. Others looking at you like, this bitch, our nigga might well just, nah, stop this shit. Stop looking for validations in the relationship too. That's 10. If that person don't validate you, you up and fucking leave. That person don't give you that energy, that drive, that spread. That person always taking your energy to the lowest flow in the world. Leave. Oh, that's part 3. That's the 3rd episode that's coming today, baby. Escaping the relationships from hell. Oh, yeah. Truly magnify what's going on. Because, bro, it's a lot of things going out there, man. And sometimes we too stubborn and stuck in our own ways to even look down and, hey, like this here. Walk up and believe. That's all I can tell you. Walk up and believe and know your truth. Your true meaning is more to you than any fucking thing what you can say today, people. Because self-meaning is so lovable. So humble when you're in a relationship because you have yourself loved. Do you hear me? Oh my God, that sounded so good. You fight, we fight, you destroy, we destroy, but is we gonna destroy this relationship together or should I just go? Or we can, are you gonna sit here and like this here and go up? Sometimes we can't destroy ourselves. Fight an angel more than you can fight a heart, but you can't fight love when it's real. Just know that. And stop fighting love with each other. Stop fighting the love that you have. Love, man. It's so wonderful to be loved. It's so wonderful to be loved. Loved, loved. It's so wonderful to be loved, man. Oh my God, bro. But key 11, man, back to these keys, man, like, do an outlook. Do an outlook. Do an inlookwards. Feel what you want to feel. Like real talk. Stop in looking on your relationship and look at the outlook on your relationship of what motherfuckers been through, how you got through it, how you went through it, and came out on top. Stop looking at the end look on your relationship, because the end look is not going to fit the outlook. The outlook is what people see. It has to match the end look. Do you hear me? It can't be opposites. If you can't match the end look, don't look in the outlook. But if you can look in the end look, you can look at the outlook. Right, there's ways and keys to a relationship, but you got to better your relationship. Stop doing shit that you know people gonna talk about you. I learned that shit. Like, people not gonna say it around you, but your business gonna float out though. And I learned that shit. Like, if I even see somebody like struggling, like, I just chime in the regular thoughts. I don't get deep into it until you ask me to go deeper, like go deep into it, and I go deeper into it. I just give you the virtual world outlook, but when I go deep into it, I'm gonna go deeper, and I'm gonna open up something that you haven't opened up in a while, and that's the past. Because you have to, it's something in your past that's still holding you back from a successful relationship. That's key 13. Stay out the past, man. The past can't bring you no fun. It's not bringing you no joy because you hoping this person is that person. That person would never amount to that person because that person is his own or her own person. Stop doing it. Don't matter who you with. Look at the person you with now. That person really got you more happy than anything in this fucking world. Nobody in that past gonna ever jump out. So stop thinking that you need approval for something that you don't need approval for. Your relationship is already successful and stamped and approved. Because this week, man, on this show, bro, we getting into some real relationship topics. Tomorrow is TMI, so we giving out TMI. And we sitting here going to marriage counseling Tuesdays. You hear me? MCT. So, this is an inspirational channel that's supposed to influence and grow you. This will be about everything because you never know what you need help in. You know, on the weekends, we're going to give you funny, off-the-wall charts. Just sit back, real-life chats, talks, and shit that we've been through and you probably been through. Don't judge on how a person grew up, man. Cause everybody grew up different. Everybody, see, even if you were rich, you were still poor in ways because you didn't have that insight on the poor community. Just like the poor didn't grow up poor, they grew up on the insight of a rich and successful community. Think about that. Your keys to love is the keys that love inside you that unlocks your love to love that person harder and that person loves you harder. It's crazy how you, me, and others in this world see that we have a chance, but only us few really take that chance and take words to heed. It's crazy, ain't it? I can't stop doing it. I can't go out. The same way I love podcasting, the same way I love my girl, because it's the passion. The passion for it. Just like you're supposed to have passion for her. Where the passion? I see in this world that love is losing and hate is winning. And man, I try so hard not to chime in, but it's hard for me to chime in at times when I just can't because I'm a person love is something that I just found and I'm exploring it. It's so fun and so real and so oblivious. Let me say that again. Oblivious. Yeah, I know. I'm from the country. I can't say it like I want to. Hit it, bitty. Hit it, baby. You hear me? But, man, stay on topic and stay on growth. Cause I believe in so much shit, man. And I believe love is so wild and crazy. You know what I'm saying? So just like I say, it's just like we finna give you relationship talk all week, and Saturday, we just going to do a big summary. And I really want y'all to chime in to the All In Facebook page. It's All In. It's the first name. And put that together. And then you sit there and you put all family together and that's the last name. So just chime in, inbox me. Let me know what relationship topics you really want me to hit on this week when you listen. You know, any questions you got, man, let me know, man, because I will, you know, I will sit here and like this here. But I really want y'all to grow. I really want y'all to feel where we coming from. You know what I'm saying? Because we need these keys in life to fucking grow in a successful relationship. Because we got to be successful in everything, man. Don't think we can't when we can. When your mindset say you can't, that means you can't do nothing. When you can, you can. Don't never be the person that you know that can grow better from this, you hear me? Because I feel like love is something that we missing nowadays and we need to put it back. But like I say, the third show kick off in less than an hour, you know what I'm saying? Man, and we finna tune in. You need to tune in to that third show, because that third show is going to be wild. You hear me? It's going to be wild as fuck. You hear me? Because, like I say, to get away from the worst situations, you know, how to get away from the worst situations in a relationship. Like the worst situations, shit, it's hard to get out of, dude. It's hard, man. It's a killer. But when I say this shit and I really mean this shit, hard things about life is the worst things you go through. And I'm going to end it on that note. Tune in to the third episode. You know what I'm saying? It's about the worst relationships and the worst cases. The worst case scenario. Relationships. Nah, I'm just playing. I ain't gonna be about that though, y'all. You know, I gotta throw that in there. But nah, you know what it's about, man. Like I say, tune in. And y'all will get the biggest dose of real shit that y'all ever gonna get, bro. Real talk. Because how to release yourself from that toxic relationship. And this been your boy King Yash. You tuned in to another episode of All In, All Family.